Welcome to the Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. We had dinner at my mom's house on Sunday, and I was looking through my phone during conversations, and I saw that my sister-in-law liked the Clopen Effect.
Oh, wow, already,
I
huh?
I know. I was, so excited. 40 followers.
Woo! We're famous.
And so I told her, I said, did you know that that was us? And she said, no, I just saw it under suggestions, you know, that, like, my daughter liked
it. I'm telling you, we're blowing up.
So she clicked on it and followed us, and I was all excited. So.
Yes, good. Welcome. Welcome, new followers.
Yay, sister-in-law. So my sister-in-law is a rock star in retail, in the retail world.
What does she do?
She's a big time manager.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know
she's
if she would want me to
that,
say,
you know, oh God, they're coming.
Yeah.
Vacuum the front door area.
I was trying to talk her into a quick interview.
Yeah.
One of these times. So hopefully she will. We may have to call her on her way to the office. She's so busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. She's going to wait and see how this goes.
Yeah. And we have to be pretty popular for her to be a guest, I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah,
no,
she
I'm
might
just
want
kidding.
Some money
she's
or
amazing.
Something. Like, we're not even making any money.
Let's talk about rock stars of retail.
Okay.
So we're yes people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You want me to go clean those toilets
Absolutely.
After I just stocked your bananas?
No problem, boss.
No problem.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
You do whatever you're told.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, I never asked people to do things that I wouldn't do myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, cleaning toilets wasn't out of line because I had done it before.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
So, yeah.
I mean, you want me to drive to Chicago and then drive up to Milwaukee in the same morning with a can of beans?
Because oh,
someone
sure.
wants to see it?
Of course I will.
All right, sounds good. I'll throw on some tunes and off I go, you know, 150
will,
miles later or something.
I'll record some ideas for my podcast.
Exactly. I've been doing that lately. All of a sudden, I'll just hit record. I'm like, and then
yes,
this is what I'm thinking.
Very good. We're going to need lots of substance
yeah,
for this show.
For sure.
I mean, we have a lot, but it's just thinking of the things
yeah.
and getting them out there.
Well, it's so funny because I'll be driving. Let's just say I'll be driving to Milwaukee for a meeting or something, and I'll think of stuff. And I'll, oh, wow. An hour goes by, and I'm thinking of what I'm going to say. And then I come here, and I'm like,
I forgot how to
let
talk.
Let me look at my notes.
That's okay. It's good to have notes and be organized. That's all right.
So yes. We work with a bunch of rock stars of retail.
Yes.
We really do. I mean, we send off an email or we call or text, and it's like, I'm on it. We got
on
it.
On it.
I think we both are like that,
yes.
though.
I'm
you need me
to
do that reset?
Yeah,
you are. You absolutely are. You need me to do that reset? I'm on it.
You want me to drive an hour and a half at 3:30 in the morning? No problem,
yep.
boss. I got you.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and now you're leaving me.
And
thanks.
Not far away.
Talk me into taking this great job and then you leave me.
It's similar. And we'll be like, you know, we could still talk, but
we will, definitely. Yes. I'll still be calling you all the time for stuff.
Yeah, so. Well, you're going to be hanging out here every Wednesday night, getting ready for Friday morning.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Wednesday night is the Clopen night.
So can I talk about people that look busy? I noticed that today in the store. So
they're running around.
But what are they really doing?
Nothing.
You know, you see other people, maybe in deli.
Yeah.
They're packaging stuff. They're labeling stuff. They're going. They're sweating.
Yes.
You can tell. They got no sweaters on. They got their shirts, you know, their sleeves rolled up. They're
Bare
ready.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing back in deli.
Yes.
And then you see one person that looks real busy. Walk, 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 walk. Real fast and
Where's
real
she
like,
going?
Where? Yeah, but what are you doing?
So fast. Nowhere
yeah,
to go.
Nowhere to go. She doesn't stop anywhere. She doesn't pick up, you know, anything off the floor. She's not rushed. She doesn't have a phone in her hand, so it's not an emergency.
Yeah, no.
She just looks busy.
Looks busy.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that sometimes.
You know, I'm guilty.
You know, on the slow days, I just walk around and look busy.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, that's not good. Because
well,
I'm your boss.
No,
just kidding.
Not necessarily talking about
this
job. You know, I'm talking about the slow days where they want to cut hours, you know. I mean, usually I'd be one of the people that like, oh, yeah, I'll go home. But there was days where I'm like, yeah, I really, you know, I don't have any paid days left. I can't take the pay cut, so I'm just going to look busy. Hopefully they won't notice I'm running around doing nothing, you know?
Speaking of the deli, I like watching customers. I'm a people watcher.
Oh, gosh. That's like the best part of retail is watching the people.
Yes. So there is one on the North Shore deli. I feel so bad for these team members there. People will walk up and say, you helped me yesterday. I don't have to take a number. And there's 12 people waiting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, who do they think they are?
A Karen. Karen alert. Boop, boop, boop.
This woman walked up and she said, you helped me yesterday. So, you know, I'm going to need my shaved chicken breast.
You were just here yesterday. What do you need today, lady?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And you know what? The team member that was back there was very nice. He said, I'm so sorry. There's about 12 people in line ahead of you. Care. You need to take a number. She goes, I don't need to take a number. Yeah. I was here yesterday. It
oh
was
my
like
gosh.
She, and so she started.
I spent
real loud.
Money here yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I own this place today.
Yep.
That's
real
my favorite
loud.
When people are like, I spend $300 a week. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Take a number.
We don't care. Yeah, you are no different than
and
anybody else.
And she kept
else.
demanding. Then she turned around and looked at me because I was working. And I look like, I guess, someone that works
well,
there.
You freak of retail.
Yeah. And she says, is there a manager here? Are you a manager? And I said, oh, I'm not. And I just kind of walked away. But I did go and get the store director. I said, I think you have
it's
a little
so nice to be able to
situation
say that.
In the deli.
Yeah, no, not me. But I can get you somebody.
Yeah.
We used to be those people
I know.
Had to deal with it.
We were the ones that
oh
had to show
gosh.
Up. You know, you'd get the phone call and say, hey, I have a customer that's a little upset. Can
yeah.
you come over to yeah. bakery, deli, wherever? Sure.
You know,
and you
and
never knew who what you were walking
right,
up to,
right.
you know?
Yeah, you know, did you ever have, like, code words? Like, what, you know, like, can you tell me, like, what am I walking into? Is
yes.
it bad?
Oh, definitely.
Like, just, I'm going to ask you yes or no questions. Is it bad? You
yeah.
know?
You know who taught me that was our first store director.
Oh, really?
He would call and say, what's it about?
Yeah.
You know, and I'd have to kind of give him some words,
yeah.
like, you know.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Do you now?
Yeah, exactly. I hope you're walking this way. Yeah.
Are they being bad or are you going to be bad? You know,
yeah,
like, are
exactly.
you ready to strangle them? Like, pretty much, you know.
And then he'd always crack a joke or something just
yes.
to make you,
yes.
you know.
You know, I'd always get on the people's butts, though, that were working there. Like, take care of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? They're going to throw a fit. And me, as the manager, I'm going to try to give them whatever they want.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you have to draw a line when they're being that rude, just cutting
yeah.
in front of people. But honestly, I mean, if it's $5, $10, take care of the customer.
Yes.
You're never going to get yelled at for that. Why did you take care of that customer?
Yeah.
So ridiculous. So mm-hmm. I would get so mad. I would yell at the employees.
Yeah.
Just take care of them.
So my managing skills would be, I would, let's just say I'd walk up to the customer service and I could tell the person was distraught. Not
yes.
the customer, the team member.
Yes.
And you could tell the person, the customer was yelling at them. And you could tell they were trying to tell them, no, this
yeah.
is not how we do it. For example, expired rain checks.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So they would have something. I mean, I saw one that was 2 months old.
Yeah.
They were trying to buy a whole bunch of pop that
yeah.
was $2.50 for
yeah.
the 12 packs. I don't think we see that price ever
no.
anymore. I'm not sure.
No.
and they had
I saw
the,
it on a TikTok the other day, and it was like from Georgia.
Yeah, right, right.
Those prices aren't here in Illinois.
No,
not at
they're
all.
Not. And you could just tell that the customer wanted to get their way. You know, I've had this rain check. They probably found it in the garbage or
right.
something.
Yeah, they
and
forgot.
I really want to protect the team member and say, you know what? I'm going to go with what the team member's saying.
Yeah.
And the customer would walk away, but guess what? They'd still buy the pop.
I know.
Even without
yeah.
the rain check. They
yeah.
knew they were doing wrong.
They would stomp away saying they would never come here again, and then we'd see them the next
the
day.
The next day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people
wanting
that shop every
chicken.
Single day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially, how about we talk about how... people who own stores would come in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there'd be, like, a 10 for 10 sale, and they'd want to buy
oh,
everything
yes.
that we
yes.
had because they want to go sell it in their store
yep.
for $3.49 a pop.
Yep, convenience.
What is
convenience
that?
Stores. Yep.
What the? There's got to be a law against that.
We never had a max on anything.
No. We yeah. never did, no. Yeah, those 10 for 10 sales would drive me crazy mm. because people would want to come and just buy everything.
Yeah.
It was normally... you know, sometimes only 99 cents.
Yeah, right.
They actually paid a penny more for something. Joke's on you.
Yeah. Sales
but yeah,
tags.
And then, you know, you would have the home location. You'd have a big bin of it somewhere, and you're just constantly loading it,
yeah.
unloading. You know, it just, I hated those sales. It
you know what
crazy.
Would be better? If they knew they were going to come and clear your shelf, call me first.
Call me.
I got
Say,
it in the back room.
Yeah. Say,
let
hey,
me just bring out a cart for you.
I want 46 cases of soda,
yep.
you know. Yeah,
yep.
I can order it for you, please. So, you know, if it's out of a product then and it's on sale, then generally we offer a rain check, which if you guys at home or wherever you're listening from don't know what a rain check is, it's just, you know, a coupon to get it at a later date.
When
so,
it's in stock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we mentioned that earlier, and I just thought, you know, maybe some of you didn't know what a rain check was Because generally, I'm the type of person where I walk through the store. If I need it, I buy it. I don't look at the sales paper. I don't know if you do, Meredith.
I do not.
I don't. I make my list. I need milk, eggs, bread, because snow is coming. That's what you always buy, right? Yeah. Milk, eggs, bread.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's making French toast when there's a snowstorm. Yeah. But yeah, I don't look at the sales ad, so I don't go shopping for the sales. You know, it's what do I have at home? Am I making spaghetti this week? What do I need for spaghetti? So,
and I don't know if it's because I work in retail, but when I go shopping and something's out of stock, I walk right past.
Yeah.
Walk right past.
I just changed my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we're not having spaghetti because sauce was 10 for 10 and there's none left.
Yeah. So we're going to go with grilled cheese because there's cheese in the deli and
tomato
bread.
Soup.
Yeah, exactly. You change it up.
Yes.
Empathy helps ease nearly any tense situation. It validates a customer's concerns and positions you as their advocate.
Okay, so basically what they're saying is when you want to wring their neck because they have no empathy for your job, you're supposed to answer them with empathy, make them feel validated, like, I understand.
I'd be frustrated too.
Oh, it's such a horrible day that we are out of soda.
What a disappointment. I am so sorry that we sold out of fruit cups.
Oh my gosh. You know, it sounds so harsh right now saying it, but it's like, for real, like, and I get it because you never know what a customer's going through.
Yeah,
and maybe
that's true.
They, you know, maybe their dad just died and they decided to come shopping. Why? I don't know, because they needed stuff. But that I can't get on your level, you know, you're all sad and everything, but you're complaining about something stupid because you're in a bad mood. Now you're putting everybody in a bad mood.
You know, I had that happen. There was a woman that came up to me about 5 years ago and I think we were out of bread and it was, you know, cause it was buy one, get 40 free.
Yeah.
And she came up to me and she said, I can't believe this. You're always out, you know, and I could tell that it really wasn't the bread.
Right.
It was just a rotten day for her.
Yes.
So I just said, let me go look in the back. Let me do that. Let me help you. And it was almost like she needed to be mad at me over a simple.
Yes.
You know.
Instead of just get a different bread.
Yeah. There was everything else was full. Everything else was full.
Right.
Yeah, here, why don't, you know what? For the same price, I'll give you this one. Oh, and it was just, okay, thanks. And walked off.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to remember that it's not us.
Yeah.
People go shopping when they're stressed, when they're happy, when they're hungry, when they're having a bad day, when they're having a good day.
Yeah.
People go shopping.
Yeah. It's all emotions.
It is all emotions.
Sure. Yeah.
It really is. And then we're there to be the counselors.
Crying. You got kids. Oh my goodness. Throwing fits.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of a good story. So we had these kids that came in by themselves and they were in like the Mart carts, you know, like the old people ride around.
Those are fun.
They were literally knocking displays down. Oh, and here's me, I'm laughing about it, right? Because I'm like, that's something I would do when I was a kid. But yeah, they got kicked out.
Oh, all right.
No harm.
Did they have to clean?
No.
Oh.
We just told them, get the heck out, you know? They're like knocking over whole pallets of beans.
Oh my gosh. I remember this mom with a little three-year-old. You may remember this story.
Maybe.
And the mom would put something in the cart and the little girl would say, Mom, thank you so much for that wonderful frozen fruit. And then mom would like kind of giggle, you know, and then keep going and mom grabbed waffles. Mom, great choice. And so I'm acting like I'm not really following them, but I have to see how this goes.
Yeah, I did. I did. That's like, it puts life back into your soul
it
when
really
you work
does.
Retail.
I was feeling pretty dark that day, so it helped a lot.
Retail eats your soul, yeah. So when you see something like that, you're like, oh my God, I love them so much.
I know. Then they went to the meat department. Mom ordered some. Mom, you are so nice to that person. So you know that the mom does that to her. So she was doing it back. And the mom would just giggle every time.
Oh, that's
and then
so
I think
great.
The mom finally realized I was kind of following them to hear what was going on. And she would just kind of look at me and smile. Like,
and you're like,
really
I'm just
cute.
Talking, but please let me follow you.
I
Lord.
Know. It was the best. That's the whole entire time.
You know when the kids were good in the store and like they didn't even ask for anything. And you know they didn't get anything. And you like want to give them something. But what if they can't have sugar?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I wanted to just like give a kid a candy bar. Like, yeah. Oh my God, you're such a good kid. You get a candy bar today. But the parents would probably be like, nah, we can't have sugar. Yeah.
I remember this little boy was with his mom and she had to kind of tell him, hang on to the cart. And he kind of wandered off a little bit and she would say, I can't remember what his name is. Let's say Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey, get back to the cart. You need to listen or you're not going to play on the toy that's in the front of the building, right by the cash registers. Yeah. And so then, of course, these people are going to think I'm weird following their children around, but I love these kind of things, you know? I'm not weird, guys. And so I'm following him and he's got his hand on the cart. He's really being good. They only were in there for a couple minutes, you know, and they circle back around and I just kind of walk to the front and the toy that he could ride on was broken.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Big sign that said out of order.
Oh no.
He lost it.
Of course he
because
did.
He was so good.
It's
the whole
one thing
time.
He wanted to do too.
Oh my good, my heart broke. And so that was the kind of time that I was like, well, maybe I could get him a cookie from the bakery or I could give him a candy bar or, you know, treat mom on her groceries. Something.
Yeah, right. Oh, just let me buy your groceries today. Yeah. I know it's gonna be a rough ride home. Could you imagine if we did that? We'd be broke all the time.
Oh my God.
So many kids.
Your kid's then, so cute.
Oh my gosh. And then you get the bad kids, you know?
Oh,
it's and you're just staring at the mom like, can I help you? But you don't want to offend them.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
Oh my gosh. Like, I feel I've always said it takes a village to raise a kid, right?
Yes.
It's not mom's job only. It's not dad's job only. Even mom and dad together. But it takes your whole family, your whole community, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have this lady in the store with like a crying baby and a crying toddler and you just want to like take that baby.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yesterday she was supposed to give birth.
Poor lady.
With triplets.
Yeah. And you just want to help her out, but you don't know how.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you just like look at her with Bambi eyes. What can I do to help you? You know,
it's probably
so
worse
like,
that we're staring because probably like, what are you staring at?
We're terrible. I would just try to like go and like, if you know, they're at the cashier, I'd try to bag their groceries real quick.
Oh yeah.
Try to entertain the kid, you know, like, oh, look at this, you know? And I don't know. They always seem to appreciate it, but I was terrified. Like they would be like, get away from my kid, you weirdo.
Yeah. Well, and there's a couple different parents out there, different types.
Yes.
So you have the one that the baby or the small child is wailing, crying. You know, they either want something, they're hungry, they're tired, it's nap time.
Yeah.
And that mom is flustered,
red
cheeks,
yes.
trying to go fast, trying to console the child or two or three children or whatever. And then you have the other mom, the other type of mom, dad, or what, and they're just like, meh, you're fine.
Yep.
Go do whatever.
Care.
Oh, you just dropped, you know.
Yeah.
Fell on the ground and
nobody cares.
Pitched a fit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Everybody's staring at you. You look dumb right now.
There's a few different types of parents.
I did have I called her the coupon mom.
Oh.
And she had two kids with her. One was a baby and one was like a toddler, which toddler, he could handle himself.
Yeah.
But the baby, like, she would take the baby carrier, like, car seat out of the cart and, like, just set it on the ground with the baby in it. And
in the middle of liquor,
you know, while she was checking out.
Oh,
and cause she would have like 8,000 items.
Oh yeah.
And she'd have to do 8,000 different transactions. I would go over there and I took that baby out of the car seat and she knew because I knew her coupons were never going to go through and I would have to override them anyways and whatever. So I would literally stand there holding her baby and just like doing all of her coupons for her. Like, I didn't even care. Just get out of here and get this kid out of here.
Oh,
get
my
it off
gosh.
The store floor, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, terrible.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by My Match Bar. Let's face it, we are always on the go. We are always trying to find ways to stay healthy with healthy snacking. The truth is, women and men need different vitamins and nutrients to maintain their active lifestyles and feel their best. My Match Bar has discovered the essentials and created custom bars men and women can all feel good about. The number one ingredient in all Match Bars is whole roasted almonds. The protein source is the vegetable protein pea crisps. Then, add ingredients like blueberries, high antioxidant dark chocolate, organic honey, blue agave fiber. Amazing. Learn all about My Match Bar at mymatchbar.com. And some real fun news, at checkout, enter code CLOPEN21, that's CLOPEN21, to receive 25% off your order. If you purchase 2 boxes in one transaction, they'll throw in free shipping. MyMatchBar.com. You can also find them on Amazon and read their great reviews.
I'm going to tell you a quick story about George.
Okay.
A few years ago. No, more than that. George probably was 6 or 7 years
George
ago.
George was the oldest gentleman. Mm-hmm. A customer.
Yeah, he always came in to shop. And one time he stopped in at the bakery to order a cake, a sheet cake. So that's that feeds.
Oh my gosh.
How many people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a big birthday or something.
A lot. So it was his 60th. Wedding anniversary.
Aww.
I know. I might cry.
Oh, don't cry.
And so he made the order. He said he was putting on the flowers and the colors that his wife liked. Aww. And I said, oh, how wonderful. You must be having a party. And he said, well, it's actually for the home. She's in a home Aww. With Alzheimer's, and I'm just going to bring the cake to the home.
Oh,
I told you you're going to
so
cry.
Sweet.
And then he said, she probably doesn't remember me, but she'll really like the
oh
cake.
Oh, my God. I am going to cry. That's so sad.
It is sad. So at the time, I was the bakery manager, so a whole bunch of us got together and just bought the cake
oh,
for him.
That's such a good story.
Yeah.
See,
I know.
That was probably the best thing about working retail was like when you got to make somebody's day like that,
yeah.
right? Like
yep.
that old man was like, oh my God, somebody does still care about me
yep.
and remembers me. Oh.
All right. So I got another one.
Oh my God,
gonna, we
cry.
Laughed
Are
a little bit
cry?
Now.
Am I going to cry again?
So right by the bakery was like floral
yes.
and you could do balloons.
Yes.
So a younger gentleman came in. I'm going to guess he was 40s.
Okay.
And he asked me to fill balloons. 5-year-old. You know, they had like the number 5
yes.
and then it was like I think it was either Star Wars or Batman, I can't remember.
Okay.
And so I filled up the balloons and I said, "Well, happy birthday to your son." And he said, "Well, actually these are going to his grave."
Oh my God.
I was like, "I'm going to go melt in the bathroom
oh
for
my
a minute."
God.
I was like, "What?"
And that's the day you learn to never assume, right?
Never assume.
Never assume. You know, I always had trouble. I would be like, "Oh, with your mom, grandma, who
yeah.
is this that
who
you're
is
with?"
This?
You know, so I would just be like, not say anything.
Surprised
because,
every
yeah,
day, right?
Yeah,
and I
can't.
Definitely put my foot in my mouth
oh,
plenty
shit.
Of times. I mean, I do that anyways. I do that anyways all the
you
time.
Do.
My friends know. I have no filter.
You do.
You know, you tell me, hey, does my shirt look bad? I'm going to tell you, yeah, if
You're
it does.
Like, oh, yeah, you
I
look
mean,
kind of frumpy.
Really,
you know,
your
but,
color.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I am. I just have no filter. I think I'm like my mom.
That's why we
she
love
tells
you.
Me straight up, you
yeah.
know, what's up. So
that's okay. That's why we keep you around. We need somebody real.
You're pretty real too.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't. So as much as we don't love retail some
right,
days,
right.
you hear these stories
yep.
and it makes me appreciate
yep.
my
everything
life.
That you have.
It's,
yeah.
it's so true.
Got to be grateful every day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be healthy and happy.
Yep.
And wealthy.
I like your saying. You always say that now.
I do. I say healthy, wealthy, and happy.
Yes, I love that.
I manifest it for everybody around me.
And
I
we
want
have these
everybody
stories to
me.
Remember.
Yes.
Like the, just the.
So many good stories. We
so
have
many
so
good
many
ones.
Terrible stories
we do,
of just awful people.
Which is really what's going to make this podcast.
I know.
But you know what? I thought I'd get a little emotional
yeah,
for a minute.
Yeah. And we got to have the good with the bad.
You do.
Everywhere.
You do.
Yes.
Like to talk about phrases used during a typical retail workday.
Like what
we
kind
hear,
of phrases?
Like when you drop a bottle of wine and it breaks and someone walks by and says, alcohol abuse.
Oh. How about when you ask them, like, is there anything else I can get you? Oh, yeah, $1 million.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Seriously, dude.
Can I help you find something? Yeah, the bag of cash.
A bag of 20s. Oh, yeah, because if I had a bag of 20s, I'd be working here, dude.
I used to work the lottery machine.
Oh.
You'd hit the button and you'd be like, is this the winning ticket?
Oh, yes, of yeah. course. Well, can I return it if it doesn't win?
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
No.
That's terrible.
Oh, God, see, because I was out at a gas station
oh,
for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah.
I did a couple years at the gas station, so.
How about,
yeah.
what do you mean it's not scanning? It must be free.
Oh, my God. That would drive me crazy.
Now, before masks.
Yes.
I have a resting bitch face, yeah, basically, yes, you know, or if I'm on a mission to
that's
something.
That's a lie, by the yeah way.
Oh, really?
That's a lie. You don't have a resting
bitch all the
face
wrinkles from smiling, I guess. Exactly. But someone would say, you should smile more. It's not that
it's
bad.
So annoying.
I'm like, dude, I work retail. Yeah. It's that bad today.
Yeah. You know, I kind of like the masks.
I do.
Especially now that it's winter. It keeps my face warm. Yeah. And I don't have to smile at anybody. Mm-hmm. You smile with your eyes now.
Yeah, you don't even have to. Yeah.
Who was that? The model. She had that runway show. What was that? Tyra Banks.
Oh, okay.
Smile with your eyes.
Oh, okay. I never saw that.
You never
show
saw that?
No.
Oh,
I don't watch
top
shows.
Top model.
Oh, okay.
You got to watch that show.
Okay.
It's so
send
much drama.
Send me some
drama
TikToks on it.
So much drama. It's so good. Anyways, yeah. But yeah, definitely that's something that we don't have to listen to anymore is you should smile more or why do you look so sad?
Yeah. It's because I work retail.
Why are you
jerk
crying?
Why are you crying in the back bathroom?
Were you just screaming in the walk-in cooler? Why? Yes, I was.
Speaking of back room, how often do you hear a customer say, well, can you check the back room?
Oh, my God.
You know you're out of it.
It's Narnia's closet back there. You know, you go into a different world. It must be
like Mary Poppins'
somewhere
bag. Yeah. You know, yes. Oh, hold on. Let me, I might have one more. Let me put it on this special table for you and reach in there and grab it.
Oh, my God. Mary Poppins. You know what? And that's something, you know, I even argue with my family members about because they're like, I go to the store and there's nothing on the shelves. Like, we are in a pandemic still. Well, what the hell? You know, I say, you don't know if that factory that makes that, you know, 10
down
people got COVID and it's shut down.
Do you want COVID on your toilet paper? Do you want COVID
that
butt?
That you're hoarding? COVID butt? Is that like hemorrhoids?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of hemorrhoids,
oh, God,
I heard a story that if you have hemorrhoids and you take some lube and put sugar on it and stick it up your butt, it makes your hemorrhoids go away.
What?
Don't ask me why, I just thought.
What? Do so, retail people get hemorrhoids?
Probably.
Maybe we need to get a sponsor.
They get hemorrhoids from holding in the screams. So speaking of hemorrhoids and talking about butts, as some of you may know, we commute to work. We drive. We do a lot of city driving.
Two cities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And before I started working at this job, 6 months ago about, I started working at this job, I had about a minute and a half it took me to get to work. Now I do about 100 miles round trip. So
big difference.
Yeah, very. So the first time I had to drive down into the city by myself and I get to the store and I texted Meredith and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to poop. Like that was like a white knuckle drive.
Nervous poop.
Like, I don't know. We live out in the middle of nowhere, right?
I do my dishes and I'm looking at a cornfield and a horse barn.
We have most of the roads are like, they're either 55 or 30 because you're either out in the middle of nowhere or in town, right? So, to drive into the city, that was quite a shock for me. So
I remember 4 years ago when I started, they gave me city stores and I thought, you're going to toughen me up. And I would bring an extra set of clothes, especially a shirt.
Cause you'd shit yourself.
Because I would sweat. My armpits would sweat so much. I'd be so nervous. I would think of all the bad things that could happen.
Oh my God.
Driving to a store in the city. And knock on wood, nothing has happened.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Actually, most of the stores are in pretty
They're in
decent
beautiful areas. All
yeah
of them, yes. But there are some roads that you have to cross to get
scary
to them. Yeah.
There's a lot of bums. I've seen rats. I've never seen a rat before, outside of a, like, pet store.
The earlier you get there, the more you'll see. So I was driving into Chicago, and I'm watching these two cars. One's on the right, one's on the left.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle lane, and the right lane has to merge. So I kind of back off a little bit, but the car on my left goes in front of me. So the car on the right has nowhere to go.
Oh, my God.
And they're, it's almost like he did it on purpose. Like they were, you know, they came around
they
me.
They had some road rage right around you.
Yes,
that
right
around
me.
That always happens to me too.
And so I'm like, okay, I back off a little bit. And so the car in the right just has to stay on the shoulder, picking up rocks. He stays on the shoulder and then he cuts the person off.
Oh my God.
So what does he do? He grabs whatever was in his car. I think it was like a shake and he tosses it. And whose car does it hit?
Oh, my God.
It goes over the car that pissed him off and hit my windshield.
Why? You know, we don't even instigate the road rage, but we're always the person that. So how about like my first week of work when I came home and there was poop on my car? Like somebody flung poop out the window.
And
there was shit on my car.
Oh, my gosh.
I pulled up and Johnny was like, what is on your car? And I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking? I never saw it happen.
I mean, was somebody it like a really like, big bird?
No.
It was
human
like,
poop.
Oh,
like,
no.
I swear to God, somebody pooped in their hand and just flung it out the window.
Oh, what? I mean, really, how dare anyone mess with our office on wheels?
Yes.
You know, we live in our cars.
It's our second homes.
It is, absolute. Sometimes I feel like it's my first one. I drink coffee in there. Wow. I change in there with hopefully nobody, you know,
seeing.
Well,
when I show up
sometimes.
To work with my shirt on inside out.
That was really funny. You can see the buttons
that
are backwards.
It's because I get dressed in the dark because, God forbid, I wake up the sleeping beast that's not working right now.
So mine are my shoes. So helping in deli or helping in a cooler or something like that, you pick up, I have those non-slip shoes.
Yeah.
They pick up everything.
Ew.
So there's been days, and actually 4 years ago when I started this job, I'd be on my way home with the heat on and I'd be
ew.
Like, what is that smell? Is that me?
Oh my
it
God.
It was the bottom of my shoes.
Ew.
So during the summer, I have flip-flops in my car, switch them out,
yes.
and those shoes go in my trunk.
Yes.
Or I'll just switch my gym shoes, the ones that I would wear
right.
not at a store
right.
when I'm working. So I have to switch them because, man.
Gross.
And every time I get home, I vacuum my car
yes.
because I like granola bars.
Yes.
I eat, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's always crumbs. And
we're always eating and driving. So
always eating and
even
driving.
Even if it's not something crummy, you're still getting it everywhere.
You do. You just do.
So for those of you that don't have to listen to us driving in your office, hopefully you'll join us next week for our next episode
yeah.
of The Clopin Effect.
We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Nametag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.